for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia, back with you for another episode. And today, it's all about how your gut health affects your mental health. And to talk to us about this topic, I have a very special person with me today. Her name is Tia. So Tia is a certified holistic health coach specializing in gut health. She helps women heal their ongoing digestive issues at the root so they can finally feel whole again. Tia focuses on functional lab testing, diet, lifestyle, and mindset changes, which bring her clients back into balance. Additionally, Tia is a certified yoga teacher and is currently studying the healing science of Ayurveda. Welcome to the show, Tia. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me, Nia.
Absolutely. Tia and I, we are really good friends, so this is really exciting for me. So let's just get straight into it, shall we? So tell me, why is gut health important and how is it related to our mental health? Let's start with the basics.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's take it back a step so that we can simplify this as easy as possible for people. So we basically are made up of more bacteria and viruses than we are human cells, right? So this all is combined into the microbiome, which basically controls our health in so many different ways. So within that, we're kind of looking at making sure that the microbes, all the viruses, bacteria, all of that, is actually balancing towards the good bacteria as opposed to the bad bacteria. And often what happens is when we kind of have a diet basically in high processed foods, sugar, we might be under a lot of stress, something like that, that can essentially weigh the balance out. And we then have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in our gut, which then directly links to our brain. And we can get some of these symptoms like brain fog, anxiety, things like that, that massively impact our health.
Right. And this is all based on what we eat purely?
Not necessarily just what we eat. So kind of there's a lot of diet and lifestyle factors that can weigh in on our gut health.
Okay.
So if we're pulling in a lot of kind of toxic food or highly processed food, then for sure that's going to outweigh the balance of the bacteria, but also the environment we're in. So how our stress levels are, you know, potentially some trauma that might be going on, all of these things, stress, because stress will negatively impact our gut because it takes us into that parasympathetic nervous system. Sorry, the sympathetic nervous system. When we want to be in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest phase. So if we're living a high stress lifestyle, which a lot of us are, we're basically, you know, that has a direct impact on our gut because it will take all of the blood flow away from our digestive area. And then we're struggling to digest our food. And then that causes a whole heap of issues that we kind of really kind of left with. And then the toxins can flow throughout the body.
Right. So can you give us an example or a couple of examples of gut health issues that women face on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the most prevalent for us right now, there's two gut imbalances. One is called SIBO and one is called Candida. And SIBO is basically a bacterial overgrowth in our small intestine. And that can cause issues like bloating, constipation, diarrhea. You know, we can get skin rashes. And then Candida is an overgrowth of yeast in our gut. So we all have Candida. It's just when it starts to overgrow that then it can cause a whole heap of issues. Think skin rashes, think you know, very, very bad anxiety.
Yeah.
I have clients that come to me that are super anxious and they don't understand why. And it's directly linked with their gut. So if you have a gut imbalance like Candida,
yeah,
it can severely impact, you know, our health and our mental health, really.
Yeah.
So Candida feeds off a high stress, high sugar diet.
Yeah.
So it's really important to be tackling those areas.
And what's the difference between going to a doctor, a traditional doctor, versus going to a gut health coach? And why, what is the difference, and why do people do that, or why do people need to do that?
Oh, you're speaking my language, Nia. Okay, so you go to your gastroenterologist and they will test you. They'll probably do colonoscopies, gastroscopies, all of that. The problem is they're not actually testing the microbiome. So they're not getting into the bacteria and the yeast and the fungus and everything in there, in our gut, to be able to test whether or not we have dysbiosis, which is an imbalance in, you know, the good and the bad bacteria. So you're going to be going around in circles. This is something that is, you know, near and dear to my heart.
So tell me, so what was your experience like?
So I had chronic gut issues probably since the age of 16. Mm-hmm. I then was back and forth with doctors, you know, getting the whole, oh, your tests are normal, it's just IBS. And I feel like IBS is just this blanket statement for people. Yeah. And it's just, it's almost like a life sentence.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be, because essentially with functional lab testing, which is what I do, and there's functional medicine doctors out there, is they test the gut.
Mm.
So you will do, you know, a stool test, a urine test, something along those lines that will test the microbiome and see whether you have a gut imbalance, which can be directly impacting your mental health.
Right.
So it's so super important to be finding the right tests because otherwise you're going to be going around in circles for years.
So if you're going down the route of holistic approaches, what would that look like?
Well, the holistic approaches are still very much within functional medicine, which is a branch of medicine that focuses on the root cause and holistic methods.
Yeah.
So looking at your diet, your lifestyle, your mindset, because this is something that's so huge as well in gut healing, is we can very much be swayed by our limiting beliefs. And I knew you'd enjoy that one. And that then very much can have an impact on our gut health. You know, we can very much wallow in that victim mentality as opposed to understanding what's going on with us and taking steps to thrive into the victor, which is something that I love to work with on clients on, because it's a hard process.
Mm.
And when you're back and forth to doctors and you're getting put down and you don't know why you feel horrendous and nobody can help you, it's really important to look at the mindset. It's important to look at the diet and the lifestyle factors, as well as supporting it with proper testing so that you know what you're actually dealing with.
And it's so interesting that when you go to a doctor, the mindset is not something that they would really talk about, right? Mm. Like, it's not that they're doing anything wrong, but it's just not their expertise, because it just comes back to some of the clients I've had as well. And just like you said, it really comes down to their thoughts and their feelings. And especially if we're talking about the gut and the digestion, it's also very much related to your solar plexus chakra, right? Which has to do with the ability to take charge, to take control, your willpower. So you can imagine how that, if those areas of your life are affected, how that then gets manifested or translated into diseases or ailments within the body. So tell me a little bit about clients you've worked with, how you've helped them, and a little bit about their story.
Yeah, sure. So I have one client recently that came to me with anxiety and also, you know, bloating, had yeast infections, had skin rashes, stuff like this, and brain fog. A lot of people come to me that have no energy, they can't think straight, they've got poor concentration. And the problem is they don't realize that it's related to their gut. So I will work with them to make changes in their diet and lifestyle, and, you know, really trying to get them to slow down. You know, it's very much working with the nervous system, which I know is something that's huge for you as well, is trying to bring people into that rest and digest phase, because we can't heal anything. We can't heal ourselves. We can't heal our bodies when we're constantly stressed.
And I imagine that's because when you're stressed, your body goes into a fight or flight response and it's optimizing all its energy towards self-preservation, I imagine, right? So like 100%. Your digestion is like out the window, right?
100%. Yeah. As soon as that trigger is switched, we don't digest our food because, we're getting ready to run away from a threat.
Yeah.
And it's trying to get people to understand what it is that's actually causing them stress. You know, every single client that I have comes to me, I'm not stressed. And then when you finally get into it, you realize that we're chronically stressed. I mean, I feel that the whole population is chronically stressed.
Yeah.
And then it's trying to bring in these beautiful self-care practices into their lives to try and, you know, find that balance again and to nourish ourselves on a different level.
Yeah.
And unpack ourselves as well, which I know is key for you.
So what about foods that you need to avoid or add into your diet to help with candida or yeast infections and SIBO and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's some common triggers for digestive issues, which are gluten, dairy. They're kind of two key.
And why is that?
So gluten itself, there's a protein within wheat products that essentially breaks down the lining of our stomach. Yeah, I know. Everyone's dying inside now thinking, there goes my pastries. But basically, it pulls apart the lining of our stomach and it can cause a lot of issues to the digestive tract. Mm. And I think a lot of people can get skin rashes and stuff like that as well from gluten. Mm. So that and dairy, there's a lot of, so obviously there's lactose, it's lactose, and that breaks down into sugar. And sugar is what feeds this overgrowth of bacteria in the gut.
Right.
So gluten and dairy are kind of the big key ones, especially you want to avoid them if you're trying to heal your gut.
Ooh.
And then you could potentially reintroduce once you've rebuilt the gut. But they kind of are the big triggers, and sugar, you know, refined sugar. Natural sugars are okay, but
such
refined, white table sugar, and you think of pastries, you think of chocolate, sweets, these sorts of things that are laden with sugar. And there's also, it's really, really important to be checking the back of packaging. So high fructose corn syrup, anything ending with ose is added sugar. So try to stick to whole foods. You know, I always say, if God made it, eat it.
Yeah.
If he didn't, don't. So we try to kind of take it back to basics, really, and eat good quality protein, fruits and veggies, like go to town on that. Eat lots of that because the gut loves the biodiversity of all the colorful fruits and veggies.
And how long does that healing process take for the gut?
It depends, but it can take, 3 to 6 months, depending on what's going on for you. You know, you really need to pull out the bad stuff and then remove the underlying infection if they have one. You know, some people don't, which is fabulous, and what they can do is potentially just introduce more colorful vegetables and fermented foods, so things like kombucha, kefir, sauerkraut,
and kimchi. What does that do, fermented food? How does that help?
So it feeds the good bacteria in the gut, so it's a probiotic.
Okay.
And a big misconception with probiotics is, you know, some people will just grab any probiotic out there, or their doctors prescribe them or whatever. And the problem is, it's the majority of them don't get past our stomach acid. Mm. So you're spending a fortune on really good probiotics and they're not making it past the stomach acid. So that means they're not actually getting to your gut.
So it's not really doing anything.
No. Unless you get spore-based, which then actually can get through the stomach acid and into the gut.
Spore-based?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, or you eat it. So as I mentioned before, fermented food, which is great. Mm. I'm trying to think if there anything else that people can include in. It's just mainly, you know, stripping out the bad stuff and yeah. putting in the good stuff, making sure that we're hydrated, making sure that we're looking after our mental health.
Absolutely. So going a little bit more deeper into mental health and based on the clients that you've worked with, as you peel down the stress, are there any more layers that you usually get, like anything related to family or anything related as, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, some clients come to me and they don't know why they can't progress.
Yeah.
So we hold space to try and unpack what's been going on. I like to give them some exercises to really kind of dive into that. And more, you know, it's mainly to do with inner child work.
Wow.
Or they come back and, you know, I'm not a therapist. Yeah. I'm not licensed in that, but I can hold space for that and then potentially let them just unpack that. But very much triggered by a specific trauma or a belief from their parent that they're not good enough.
Wow.
Or some sort of expectation from a parent or a friend has driven them to think that they potentially are not good enough. And then that can manifest itself into a whole heap of issues.
That's crazy, isn't it? So when you say inner child work, can you go a little bit into why is that important? Or do you know why that helps?
I think because, you know, the inner child work is very much digging into trauma. And if we never release that charge of that specific trauma, it stays with us. And it just layers up, you know, specifically, as you mentioned, like an onion. Unfortunately, the trauma makes the onion fatter and fatter and we want to be unpeeling it.
Yeah.
So it builds up and it builds up. And we put this protective layer around us. That
like coping mechanisms.
100%.
And label it as stress.
100%. And then what happens is, you know, we get caught in potentially binge eating because we're trying to numb that instead of feeling it.
That's so beautifully said.
Yeah, or our gut is out of balance because we're so stressed. And I know from my personal experience, you know, a key event for me triggered the onset of my gut issues, which was a huge emotional burden. And that's why it's so, so important to not just focus on one thing. Yeah. When we're talking about healing the gut, we have to heal different layers of ourselves. You know, we have to. I send a lot of my clients to therapists, you know, hypnotherapists. I think I've sent some of my clients to uni because we have to unpack those layers along with, you know, the physical body, the emotional and the spiritual.
Yeah. So now let's go a little bit into the healing techniques that you give your clients and the solutions, really. What can people do? What's your advice?
Well, I think from my perspective, just in terms of the coach that I am, it's very much diet, lifestyle, mindset.
Okay.
You know, I don't specifically take them to specific healing techniques in terms of therapy or stuff like that, but I will be the conduit for change for them essentially and help them to optimize their diet, set healthy habits and be with them through that process because it's a big undertaking.
So like they would get on you, get on a call with you on a weekly basis where you check in and dive deep into what's changed, what hasn't changed, 100%. What they're doing, what they're not doing.
100%. Yeah. So I'll work with people for about 4 months and we'll do calls every 2 weeks. We'll give them, you know, I think the big thing is not to overload people because, you know, it's all well and good giving, you know, here, do all of this. Mm. And then people go, oh my gosh, how do I do this? So it's taking those small steps, very small steps. So the first session, we'll look at goals and try to unpack what's going on there and make some changes. And I'll also support them things with yoga and meditation practices that help to ground and balance them. Mm. And optimizing that sort of thing so that they can very much get that 360 approach to mind, body, soul.
Right. And we were talking a little bit about accountability. and taking responsibility in terms of your healing journey. Let's talk a little bit about that. What are your thoughts when it comes to that?
Gosh, where do I even begin? I think, you know, I think we mentioned this before. A lot of people seek help because they feel as though other people are going to fix them. And it doesn't work like that. You know, working with a coach or a therapist, you have to put the work in yourself. Yes, we can clear the path, but you have to take the steps. And it's, you know, that's very much the case with any healing, I find. Yeah. But especially with the gut, because it's such an ingrained thing. We have to peel back so many layers. And there is no, quick fix. Yeah. It cannot be done in one or two sessions. You have to learn to also step into your own power. And yes, I can help keep you accountable, but you need to keep yourself accountable too.
Absolutely.
Because I try to help clients to find their own voice through that 4-month process so that they don't need me anymore. And they understand and have created so much awareness with their own bodies that then they're able to continue that process themselves.
And talking about awareness with our bodies, how does practicing yoga come into all of this? And what is the importance of yoga in all of this?
Oh my gosh. I guess yoga, I know from my perspective, it's trying to find union with ourselves again. You know, I don't see yoga as a fitness fad.
As what, I mean, like usually people do these 100%. Days, right? It's very commercialized. Oh. And I know you are very big on traditional Hatha yoga.
Yes.
So I want to know more about that.
Yes.
And the difference.
Well, the difference is one is physical. You know, the commercial yoga that we have right now is you go to yoga, you get your sweat on, see you later. You do a bunch of poses. You might get fit. You might sculpt your body. Happy days.
Yeah.
The traditional yoga peels back the layers and the movements, I guess the asana, the postures, simplifies it and gets into the mind. So we cannot get into the mind without slowing down the body. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And there's a big emphasis on meditation because that's where we find our wholeness. Mm. We remember who we are. And it's impossible to do that when there's music blasting and, you know, a teacher constantly cueing every vinyasa going, you know, every single movement. We need to slow down the pace. We need to nourish the body in order to slow down the mind.
If your point of focus is the mind and not fitness.
100%. 100%. And I think most people want to try yoga because of the mind.
Yeah.
But unfortunately now, they're getting the fitness fad and they don't understand what's going on. I mean, my classes are very much slow postures, longer holds to provoke the mind. Because unless we want to provoke the mind in a safe space so that then we know how to deal with it when we're out in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
So we kind of, it can be triggering because you sit in these postures and you think, oh God, but you learn to breathe and to unpack what's going on within yourself.
And do you know how it all then relates to gut health as a byproduct?
You mean yoga?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a beautiful way to support the body and to support the mind. And as we talked about before, stress is a killer. Trauma is a killer for our gut health. So sitting and being with ourselves and nourishing our nervous system. You know, a lot of us can't sleep because we're fried. And you know, diving into a yoga practice that actually nourishes us on a mental, physical and spiritual level is beautiful.
Wow. And just one more last point that I want to touch base on is Ayurveda.
Yes.
You mentioned that you are currently training for it. Mm. So how is Ayurveda helping gut health and what is it?
Yeah, for sure. So Ayurveda is the sister science of yoga. And essentially we're looking at mind-body wellness. So it ties in hand with functional medicine, mm-hmm. you know, strangely enough, and being able to kind of merge the Western world mm-hmm. and the Eastern world together to mm-hmm. give a full-bodied mind-body approach. So Ayurveda also very much leans into the yoga side of things and finding the practices that help bring us into balance.
Because that's the whole concept, right?
The whole concept.
Bringing it to balance.
100%. And it's doing the things that we avoid and they're the medicine for us. So, you know, if you're quite a cold person, perhaps you need to be eating warm, nourishing food. If you're quite a spacey, airy sort of person, again, those sorts of foods will help bring the body back into balance.
So it's basically bringing into awareness what is your genotype, what is Correct. Your body type,
yes.
and using the food and your intake mm. to balance that or support that nature. And it all comes down to not one pill fits all.
No, right? Never. I mean, that's the concept in functional medicine, integrative nutrition as well, is bio-individuality. What works for me won't work for you.
Yeah.
So it's mind-body medicine. You know, you look at the constitution of an individual,
yeah.
What's their dosha in particular, mm. and then working with trying to bring that back into balance, both lifestyle is huge, and filling up your cup in different ways with yeah. these self-care practices and with yoga and understanding ourselves and spending time in nature will actually completely rebalance us out along with the food choices.
That's amazing. This is a lot of good stuff. So before we end the session, are there any more tips or any more insight that you would like to share? Any last words for our viewers for today?
I think one thing that I would love to say is, you know, food is very much medicine. And one thing I love to talk about with clients is when you sit down to eat, you know, look at your plate and ask yourself, is this providing nourishment to me? Is this what I need to help my body? Because we can run at such a fast pace mm. and we're inhaling food on the run mm. and we forget to actually connect with it and to check in.
Yeah.
And if there's one takeaway from today, it's find that connection again. Look at what you're actually eating, because that will make or break us essentially in the whole realm of gut health as well.
And it all again comes down to awareness of mm. your body, awareness 100%. Of the food that you eat 100%. And how they both go well together. Yeah. And it will then result in the way you think, the way you feel, your energy and your actions.
Yep, you got it.
Wow, so this was a very, very insightful session. Thank you so much for pleasure. Joining me today. It was a pleasure, as it always is. And we look forward to seeing you guys soon with another episode, another time. Until then, take care, stay safe, and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.